How about the title of the book? 100 Things to Do in Grand Rapids Before You Die. There you go. Co-authors on the line to discuss, Christine Nyholm and Norma Lewis. We'll start with you, Norma Lewis. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. Yes. It's a pleasure to be with you.
You too. I know you live in Grand Rapids at least 25 years, and now this your 15th book. And so I trust you and Christine, who we will speak with, know Grand Rapids inside and out, and are here to recommend where we need to go bluntly before we die. Take it away. What's your premise?
Oh, the premise is, well, the best things to do in Grand Rapids. Of course, there are a lot more than 100 things, but we try to pick and choose things that were especially unique to Grand Rapids. It's broken down into categories of food and drink, music and entertainment, sports and recreation, culture and history, and shopping and fashion.
Should be required reading for all Grand Rapidians and or Grand Rapidians to come. All right. Well, we'll start with you, Norma, before we speak with Christine. Basically, before I ask for examples, what was it to make the cut? Yes, there probably are 200 things to do in Grand Rapids before you die. But what really were you looking for?
Well, in the shopping section, for example, every city has a mall. And we acknowledged the malls, but we didn't write them up. We picked places like Coozie's and Georgie's Consignment Shop, and then neighborhoods like the Easttown neighborhood. What is unique about that? Where can you shop there? While not ignoring the others, we wanted to focus on what makes Grand Rapids Grand Rapids.
Awesome. All right, let's talk then a couple of examples, and then we'll talk to Christine. How about food and drink? Where am I eating and drinking in Grand Rapids?
Well, we have some of the newer places, of course, because trends change, but also the tried and true. If something has been popular for a long time, there's a reason for it. People like it, and they keep going back, which is why we have the Beltline Bar. If you haven't had the wet burrito there, you should definitely go for one.
It's all right. Let's see. If I turn to the category of, here's where you want me to ride my mountain bike. Let's talk about, run a marathon as well. Being active, sports and recreation. What's your suggestion?
Oh, on that one? Ice skating in Rosa Park Circle, for sure. If you can do it without breaking your neck, I, for one, could not. But it's fun to go and watch and listen to the music.
All right. Hey, let's put Christine on the line and ask her a few things about the 100 things to do in Grand Rapids before you die.
Okay, here she is.
Introducing you, Christine Nyholm. Your resume worked as an online travel journalist before turning your attention to books, and certainly here talking about these 100 things. All right, we're talking sports. We talked a little food and drink. Christine, what would you recommend when it comes to culture and history visiting here in Grand Rapids?
Oh, there are so many things. And hello, thank you for having us, Shelley.
Yes.
I would say, of course, you have the big performing arts centers, Van Andel Arena, DeVos Performing Arts, of course. And just looking at the different types of, Grand Rapids has all kinds of culture, theater, opera, music, and it's just in some of the large places. And then there are also some of the small venues that you can get out and dance and see art films, or, there's a lot going on. There's pretty much anything you want to do in Grand Rapids.
And I'll ask the same question to you as I did with your co-author, Norma. What were you looking for when it comes to making the cut of 100?
Well, I did want to look at what people like to do, because I've done this for a long time, is like what are people's interests, and so trying to cover all different types of interests for people of all different types of age groups and abilities. And so, if you're children or if you're adults, what you want to do is different. But it is, for the most part, a family-friendly guide. And, go out and see, get the culture pass and see the different, the Children's Museum or the Art Museum or go to the Gerald R. Ford Presidential Museum or go to the zoo.
Yeah, go to the zoo and pet the panda. Tell me more, Christine, about who the target audience should be for your work.
Well, I like to think it's everybody. It's people that like to get out and go. And I think the purpose of the book is we want to encourage people to do that. We want people to be able to go out and explore and have a little bit of safe adventures in the city and just see what makes the city great.
Awesome. And again, exploring, you have the art museum, reminding us about the Metro Cruise that happens, Fulton Street Farmers Market, not to be missed, and more. Well, looking to wrap up, Christine, what are your final comments before I go back to Norma?
Well, I hope that people will get out and explore, like I said, go see some of the things that make Grand Rapids unique, like the our prize, or just go out, and right now that this time of the year is an excellent time to go out and just enjoy the beautiful weather and the natural beauty. Go out into the surrounding area or go see the parks or go walk along the river. There's just so much to do right now, and now is a great time to do it.
Awesome. All right, Christine Nyholm, thank you, co-author. Let me say our formal goodbyes to Norma Lewis as we do close with 100 Things to Do in Grand Rapids Before You Die.
Okay, thank you, Shelley.
Speaking again with Norma Lewis and Christine Nyholm. Norma Lewis, how do we find out more information about your work?
You mean about previous books? Oh, well, it should be in all the local bookstores. I know it's in Barnes & Noble in both of the Grand Rapids stores because I've seen it there. And it should be in the Epilogue store in Rockford. And
awesome.
I haven't checked yet. I believe it's in Grand Haven and the Bookman and also Reader's World in Holland.
Right. It's out where all fine books are sold, that's for sure, especially our local bookstores. Get it while you can, 100 Things to Do in Grand Rapids Before You Die. I'm going to start on page one here. Let's see. I guess I'll just enjoy fine dining at the Chop House. Thank you, ladies, for your great work.